Yet another approach to trying to understand the idea of object-oriented programming is to place it in a historical perspective. People have always tried to use computers to solve problems that were just a little more difficult than they knew how to solve. Therefore, there has been a long tradition of looking for mechanisms to help manage an ever-increasing level of complexity. The idea that we have a software crisis came about at a NATO meeting in 1968. What the term really represented was a realization that the most significant problems in software development were not algorithmic in nature, but were caused by communication difficulties and management of complexity of large multi-person programming teams. If we therefore examine the history of the mechanisms people have used to address the problem of complexity, we can better appreciate the role of object-oriented programming.